Blog Talk Radio.
All right, what's happening, folks? Here we are. We are live. I'm experiencing technical difficulties. Oh, boy, it's kind of tough. I didn't get my battery charged quick enough, so we're kind of haphazard holding my video phone in my hand while my other phone stays on the charger. We have one heck of a show lined up for you tonight. I got to go through this board here and find our music and our little advertising that I like to do. Just give me one second. We have tonight Robert Fanning Jr. He is former gubernatorial candidate in Montana. He's looking to land the position at the United States Fish and Wildlife Services. And we're going to go over, talk a little bit about his qualifications, some of the things he's done that makes him qualified just by experiences and things alone. And we will talk with Gold Star mother, Susan Price. Folks recognize her. She's been on the show before. Her son is Aaron Kenefick. He was tragically killed in the Ganjgal ambush in Afghanistan. Do some research if you want to know about that. We may touch on that here a little bit, as we like to honor our veterans on this show regularly. We love our veterans, ladies and gentlemen, that's for sure.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, folks, if you were there on the live feed, you heard a quick burst of Dave Bray's new version of the Star Spangled Banner. We didn't really want that to get out, but I got it out accidentally because I had the live feed running when it played. So if you were there, you heard it. And if you listen to this later, you'll hear it. It's a pretty awesome jam. DaveBrayUSA.com. I'm going to put on these couple of ads quick, and we will be back in 2 minutes with our featured guest and a great show tonight. Robert Fanning, Susan Price, and Dean Doglietto is going to join us too. These guys are supporting and endorsing Mr. Fanning for the position at the United States Fish and Wildlife Services.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. They can pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
Yes, indeed, folks. DaveBrayUSA.com. We got our copy right here, ladies and gentlemen. There to see that. He signed it right there for me. If you missed the pre-sale, sorry. We got our copy. DaveBrayUSA.com. Dave Bray, the official release will be on Memorial Day, and Dave Bray will be here on the 31st of May. We're going to play Freedom Rings. We're going to play the new Star Spangled Banner. Of course, we've been playing songs all along that have made the record. It is the Storyteller Edition. He goes on in front before each song and tells a little story. This is kind of like a narrative book almost, a story of patriotic music. There's a picture of Dave Bray on the back. Make sure you get your copy today. DaveBrayUSA.com. Ta-da, there it is. All right, folks. And we're always promoting Dave. He's doing great stuff. He is America's number one most patriotic rocker. He's a flag-waving, country-loving patriot. He's got a saying or something like that. He's a really cool guy. I'm proud to know him, proud to have him on the show. And we will go over that, all the details of the show, at the end of the show, before the show ends. We have a few things we want to promote. Of course, Pastor Sylvester Bland and the United Saints of America are holding a conference in Missouri at the Kansas City International Airport. I'm going to get the actual information. He's going to be having a three-day conference. It's the whole weekend. And they're going to have speakers and full church service on Sunday. And that's going to be one heck of an event. Me and my wife and my son, I believe, will be there. So if you want to come hang out with Patriot Nation Radio host at a great conference, for the United Saints of American Pastor Sylvester Bland, be there or be square. I got to pull up the document. I have this document. I must have downloaded it 10 times. And he's doing really great stuff, folks. He's promoting Churches Without Walls. Really, really good stuff, Pastor Sylvester Bland. www.theunitedthesaintsofamerica.us, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. That's right. He's on the same time as me. Sometimes we simulcast together. It's a lot of fun. That's October 12th in Kansas City International Airport at the Four Points Sheraton. So you get there and have a good time, meet fellow patriots, and meet Pastor Bland. You don't want to miss that guy. He's excellent. I love Pastor Sylvester Bland, one of my all-time favorite American patriots, for sure. No doubt about it. And, of course, America First is having an event. They asked me to talk about their event coming up in, looks like Sarasota, Florida, I believe, or Bradenton, Florida. They will have some candidates there. It is at Carrabba's Italian Grill, 5425 University Parkway in Bradenton, Florida, on May 24th from 11:30 to 1:30. They're going to have special guest speaker, Dr. Jerry Wilkins, Sarasota clinical consultant. They will have some candidates there. They are putting America First candidates that support Donald Trump's agenda. These are the candidates that they're seeking to back, support, and put forth and try to get elected so that we can make America great again. That's what it's all about, folks. And with all, look how great it's been. With all the resistance from the left, the man is accomplishing great feats, ladies and gentlemen. If you're there in the live feed, please share and invite all your friends. I want to say hello to Philip, Anastasia, Dennis, George, Michelle, Mark and Mel are watching. What's happening? Daniel's watching. Judson's watching. Ray Ray's watching. What's happening, everybody? Will, Bill. All right, man. Andy, Sandy, an old friend from back in the day. I hope she's still there watching. Renee is watching. You know Renee from the Bellagio situation back October 1st in Vegas. They're all there in the live feed. I want to thank everybody for coming on. And we're going to start this show right now. I'm going to bring in our first guest. My first guest this evening is going to be Miss Susan Price. She is a Gold Star mother, as I said at the beginning of the show. And she's the person who pointed me in the direction of Mr. Robert Fanning Jr., a.k.a. Bob. And we're going to bring her in right now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Our number one favorite Gold Star mother of all time, Miss Susan Price. How are you, ma'am? Welcome to the show. How come it didn't come on here? Where is it? Here it goes. Bam, there she is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, Susan.
Hi there, Mark. Hi, Mark. Hi, everyone. Thank you. It's great
How
to
you
be
doing?
Here. Wonderful.
So I posted
Thank
a live
so
feed. I posted the live feed there on your page. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
So now, recently you contacted me and told me about our featured guest this evening, Mr. Robert Fanning Jr. And how did you come across this particular department? Like, of all departments that I figured you would head up or look into, would be something like for veterans or for Gold Star mothers. And here it is. It's the United States Fish and Wildlife Services, which is really out of left field for you, as far as I can tell. How
well,
did you
yes
get involved?
And no, Mark. Mark, I have my hands in everything. I have people that come to me with everything you could imagine, with child trafficking and just Homeland Security stuff. Oh yeah, it's just unbelievable. And so, but Robert and I, actually, we've been friends on Facebook and communicating. And then one day he called me on the phone and we had a dialogue. And, you know, and one thing, you know, it's kind of like fate and destiny. And when you're a patriot, when the time's right, other patriots come together and we just all work together. You know, it's a God
yep,
thing.
And we are. Well, I think we're hanging out now. We're friends probably coming up on 4 years now.
And a lot of people
wow.
later. And so,
yeah,
and you know how it works. You know how it works.
Yeah,
networking.
Yeah,
and
it always comes full circle, too. Sometimes
yeah,
you don't hear
always.
From fellow patriots. You don't hear from them for a while. Then all of a sudden you're working together. And then all of a sudden you're not. And then all of a sudden you are. And it's just a big circle of people trying to do the right thing and save our nation from this tyrannical mess that was left behind from the last administration.
Well, thank you. And you and I have been talking for years now, and I remember you were distraught many times, and I said, "Don't worry, just watch."
Yeah.
And but I got to tell you, well, I know. But getting back to the best people in the world, I have to tell you that, and not that I'm prejudiced, but Mr. Robert Fanning, Bob. And he's just, you know what, this man was created for this moment in time, for this position. And he's non-establishment, an outsider, just like Trump. He
right.
is definitely the epitome of, he's a godly man, number one. And his word, he says what he means what he says. He's educated.
Amen.
He's an outdoorsy man. He just knows. And honestly, when I say he's non-establishment, because there are others that are establishment, and we cannot afford for those people. We're on the 11th or 12th hour now, as it is, and we just can't have it. We have to, you know, get together. All we need is an endorsement for this man. He was made for this moment in time, like I said. And when he comes on and he tells you of his accomplishments, and he's pretty humble, I got to tell you, he's a great guy. And even Andrew Breitbart had endorsed him before his untimely
yep.
death and others. So what does this tell you?
Well, you sent me a couple of videos, and I was kind of looking over some of the videos, and I saw that. And that's one of the things I'm going to touch on when I bring Mr. Fanning on to join us. But real fast, I want to bring in also another fine patriot's been on the show before. Ladies and gentlemen, you might remember Dean when we were getting the Patriot home for across this country in Mack trucks. It was one heck of an effort that took place from Virginia to California. It was pretty impressive. I was glad to be even just a little part of it. I was a smidgen part of getting him back to California. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Mr. Dean Dogliato. What's happening, Dean?
Hey, not much. How you doing, Mark?
Good. It's been a long time. I'm glad to speak with you once again. How's things there in the Sunshine State? You're still over in the Sunshine State, right?
Well, we're still behind enemy lines. we're fighting for it, though. You know, we're doing all we can to try and get the right people into the positions and to be able to save California, because California is pretty bad off right now.
Well, I don't know if you heard in the beginning of the show, I pulled out a group called America First. They're working hard here in Florida, and they're trying to put candidates that are willing to put forth President Trump's agenda. Now, I'm noticing here on my page that my live feed does not share. Not up. Folks, is there a live feed going on right now? Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Maurice Delk is watching. Welcome. Glad to see you joining in on the show. All right, so, Dean, how did you wind up involved and finding out about Mr. Robert Fanning and the position of United States Fish and Wildlife?
Susan brought him to my attention, and then we got into a conference call with him for like 2-3 hours. And just by, you know, talking to him and then doing a little digging myself in endorsements, he has indicated that he knows that there's a swamp even in this department, and that Mr. Trump is probably going to need his help to clean up the mess. And he has made it pretty clear to me that he's non-establishment, that he really wants to help Trump in making a difference with this department. And, you know, I've been involved in quite a few different things like Bundy Ranch, Sugar Pine Mine, Burns, Oregon, you know, and even Big Sky. And one of our main issues has been the land. I know that this particular department that he's seeking to direct has its hands in our land, and he has made it pretty clear to me that he understands that's a problem for us. He stands with the people, and that is one of the main reasons why I feel that he is he's the perfect guy for this position, and we really need to get him in. And I wouldn't endorse him unless I felt strongly that he's the guy for us, the people.
And what we'll be doing today is we'll be asking people to head on over to our pages, where we will have posted there a petition where you can sign and show your endorsements for Mr. Robert Fanning Jr. for this position at the United States Wildlife Fish and Wildlife Service.
We decided to make it easy for everybody.
There wasn't that many signatures yet on the petition. I shared it in a couple of my chat groups. I told folks to tune in tonight, listen to the show, and then if you like the fella, sign his petition. And if you don't like him, share the petition. Maybe someone else will like. And that's you know, because it's important to get the right people in certain positions. Because I'm sure if we had Mr. Robert Fanning Jr. at this position, the Uranium One deal probably would have had some issues. Without further ado, I want to welcome our featured guest tonight, looking to be the director of the United States Fish and Wildlife Services under the Department of Interior. Mr. Robert Fanning Jr., welcome to the show, sir. Thank you so much for coming on, and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Mark, and thank you, Dean, and thank you, Susie, for the nice introduction. It was all very nice. Thank you.
Wasn't that fun?
I think I'll start at the beginning. 1973, when I graduated from Notre Dame. With 43 science credits, I'd paid my own way through Notre Dame, and I had no idea what I was going to do for a living.
Right.
I ultimately went to Wall Street in 1974. I got licensed in commodities and stocks and bonds. And I thought all of that money that I went out and earned carrying free swinging beef in a meat locker was all waste of time and money. I went on and did my thing on Wall Street and did well enough where I bought a seat at the Chicago Board of Trade. Then I bought a company outside the financial services industry, M.H. Dietrich. And that can all be explained on my LinkedIn page under Bob Fanning. But I never realized why I got all of this biology stuff. And Dietrich came with 40,000 lawsuits against it. So I spent most of my life in court and dealing with lawyers in every
right.
state in the union. And so I got quite a bit of education in court. Well, the Endangered Species Act is a law, and I made it my business to study that law. And that law is governed by best available science, and it also has an attachment to it called the administrative law. For the listeners, administrative law is something as simple as signing your driver's license to make it a legal document. And I, studying the Endangered Species Act, realized that you had to file a petition to delist wolves. I wanted wolves delisted because they were killing the northern Yellowstone elk herd. I predicted it would be eradicated. 90% of it was wiped out. And I formed a group with 3,742 members called Friends of the Northern Yellowstone Elk Herd. We have a Facebook page you're welcome to read. And
right.
I was the first and only human being to follow the administrative law, and I beat the state of Wyoming to the punch by 4 or 5 years. I filed my petition to delist wolves and take them off the list of endangered species in 2001,
right.
October 5th, 2001. Wyoming appeared before Judge Johnson and wanted to go to court, wanted to sue. He said, we've got to go file a petition to delist. So I was the first in America, the only one in America, that followed the administrative law. And so I made it my business to know the Endangered Species Act inside and out. Every time something bad would happen, some rancher would lose a bunch of calves or sheep, I would read the Endangered Species Act again. And
right. I was watching something on YouTube, and you were talking about the reintroduction of Canadian wolves into Yellowstone National Park. Was this one of the things that pushed you into wanting this position when you went through all that? Now you want to get this position?
That would be a sidebar, Mark. And you're very perceptive. That would be a sidebar issue. What I wanted, because there was a $100,000 fine for anybody who shot a wolf, was what I wanted was them off the list and let ranchers protect their private property, just like they've been doing for 800 years, which is the reason the Magna Carta was written 800 years ago, is so we would have the right to defend ourselves and our private property. So the Endangered Species Act is what I would call to your listeners, and I hope this is what they take away. The Endangered Species Act is the most draconian law on America's books. It supersedes the damn Constitution. And so who presides over the Endangered Species Act? The director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. I didn't go in there to go ride around in boats. I'm going in there to enforce the Endangered Species Act from the perspective of we the people. And I'm going to represent we the people. I'm not going to represent the deep state who uses this law to grow their bureaucracy, to raise money from non-governmental organizations. These non-governmental organizations are funded in part by people like Soros and also by the petro dictators at the United Nations. And so if the petro dictators at the United Nations care about the Endangered Species Act, then so should we the people. And I want to be the representative of we the people at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service over this law.
Right.
And what I want to do, and I'm going to be very candid, and the enemy is probably listening too, but they want to use the buffalo, which is by no measure is endangered. They've tried like four or five times to get him on the list. It's not going to happen, but they're going to try again with the new director. They also, and this is the reason I want to work for Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump is about to face the largest injection of cash flow in our nation's history as we overtake OPEC, Iran, and Saudi Arabia as the world's leading producer of oil and energy because of the fracking industry. Places like the Bakken Belt in North Dakota and Montana. And it is my view as a financial genius, which I've been called on other radio shows like 8 times, and the combination of financial guy and also a guy who's dedicated 19 years of his life to the Endangered Species Act, which is being used, and I'd like your listeners to take this away. The Endangered Species Act is using bioweapons like the buffalo, the wolf, or the sage grouse in order to interrupt and obstruct America's economic development. In particular,
right.
In particular, they want to keep the price of BTU up, a British thermal unit. They want the price of BTU up because they're holding their resource, their reserves. Putin's got reserves. The Saudis got reserves. And so does Iran. If we happen to be the largest exporter of petroleum in the world, the price of their reserves goes down, doesn't it? And
yes,
so what I see as the immediate threat and the reason why I'm running for the director of U.S. Fish and Wildlife, I'm 68. I should be playing with my grandchildren.
Right.
But instead I want to go to Washington, D.C., and make sure that the sage grouse doesn't get listed. Why is the sage grouse a problem? It's threatened or endangered. The only thing that kills sage grouse is magpies, crows, and ravens, which they protect those animals. They want the sage grouse to be on the list in order to take control of critical habitat. That's a line out of the Endangered Species Act.
They were doing that out there on the Bundy Ranch. They said that the cows were herding some kind of little endangered animal out there, which actually was a lie because I forget what it was exactly, maybe a tortoise. And the tortoise and the cows were actually getting along well together. They don't endanger each other and they don't disturb each other's habitat. And they were using
enhancing, or the cows were enhancing the tortoise habitat.
Right. And they were lying and saying, stop using, I'm sure, the Endangered Species Act to squash the Bundy. Didn't work.
Right.
Not yet,
so
anyway.
Who better than me to go call BS on they? And they is the deep state. They
so then,
is the bureaucrats.
Can you give us a brief bio of the Endangered Species Act in like a paragraph, or is it way too complicated to kind of give a little quick overview so people know what the Endangered Species Act is and how they're using it against people?
The Endangered Species Act was brought in during Nixon's administration, and there was a list of the animals that are threatened or endangered. I hired the guy who wrote the list. His name is Dr. Richard Mitchell. He was one of three PhDs that I hired back in 2000 and presented them to 600 people in Billings where we were attempting to tell the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, Senator Conrad Burns, Governor Judy Martz, and anybody who would listen, that wolves were going to cause a cataclysm, which I correctly asserted. And even though we fought tooth and claw, it took all the way until 2011 for the wolf to get removed from the list, and it was a political stunt. It was a political stunt by John Tester, who was fighting Denny Rehberg.
Right.
And Denny Rehberg was running for Senate, went to 28 cities in Montana, and this was right after the financial crash of 08. And the number one issue of greatest concern to the people of Montana by 2011 was the fact that wolves were decimating our wildlife and killing off our cattle. So both candidates for the Senate made it the focal piece of their Senate run. And I predict you're going to see it a major part of the Senate run in Montana, because the balance of power in the United States Senate is a very thin margin. And the wolf issue here in Montana may determine who gets a seat, the Republican or the Democrat.
So you had mentioned that the United Nations is very into the Fish and Wildlife, into the Endangered Species Act. Is that because they can use the Endangered Species Act to push Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030?
Very perceptive. Brilliant. And these animals are a way to control people and land. But most importantly, people and people's activities in commerce. So
right.
what I'm afraid of, and it does, is the use of these animals as bioweapons with funding coming out of the United Nations petrodictators like Putin. And this would impede the development of our ability to pump oil or transport it in pipelines, and that's
right.
the end game. That's the end game of the people who fund these non-governmental organizations and who pay off bureaucrats, deep state bureaucrats.
Now,
did
a lot
question?
of Yes, sir. And there's a lot of people out there that really are against the pipeline. Recently, we saw in the Dakotas the situation with the Lakota Indians and the Army Corps of Engineers and the pipeline there. And they failed a little bit in that story coming from the Native American side, because they failed to tell us that there was a pipeline 10 feet under the river that was leaking. And they failed to mention that the Army Corps of Engineers was going 100 feet below, beneath the river with the new pipeline and dismantling the one that was leaking in the river. But the treatment by the government to the people was ridiculous, spraying water cannons on people in 28-degree weather. I don't care, right or wrong or indifferent, you don't do that to people. That was kind of crazy what I witnessed there.
Yeah, the government wants to show that it's in power.
The pipelines, to me, are very, very important, and that's why the Keystone Pipeline was, to me. Folks, if you listen to the environmentalists, they will swear to God that 99.9% of every square inch of America is populated and being destroyed by people, when in fact, 96.9246% of America is untouched. 3.5% is inhabited with people and structures and pavement. That's right, 3% of the whole nation. 97% is open land, plenty of resources, so much resources in America, it's unbelievable. And we got environmentalists making the people believe that it's the end of the world if we go out there and we dig a well and try to become energy independent. Don't listen to the environmentalists. They're spewing propaganda. America is oil and mineral rich. We have so much resources here. We don't need Saudi Arabia. We don't need none of them. Except the reason we can reserve our stuff. So when they dry up, we get the reserves. That's what I think's happening. But folks,
the lightest, sweetest, most refinable crude is that which comes out of the fracked ground. And the bad guys like Warren Buffett and Susan Rice, the bad guys want to mix. They want to mix that light, sweet crude with the Absabaca tar sands out of Canada, which is abrasive. So why take the light, good stuff and mix it with abrasive stuff? The intent is to make it a higher viscosity so it runs through these pipelines. Mr. Buffett bought a company from Phillips Petroleum that makes plastic liners for the pipes. The liners are only necessary because of the abrasive nature of Absabaca tar sand, which is crap. It's garbage. So we as Americans should not let Canadian tar sands run through our country. That's what will cause your environmental cataclysm. But this light, sweet crude, that'll go through those pipes just fine.
That's the stuff that the Beverly Hillbillies were singing about.
I'm sorry I didn't watch that show. But I did watch the Endangered – I have watched the Endangered Species Act used as a weapon against the American people. It's called regulatory lawfare. The bureaucrats and the petro dictators at the UN are using our own laws against us. Regulatory lawfare.
Yeah,
and that's one of the reasons why I want to go to be the director who stands over the Endangered Species Act, and I want to call BS when they're trying to pull a scam on the American people. And my request of your listeners is to send a 2-sentence letter to Secretary of Interior Ryan Zinke and say, please put Bob Fanning in as the director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Because the one thing I'm going to promise Mr. Trump, and the one thing I'm going to promise your listeners, is I will tell the truth at all times. The deep state lives a lie. I will tell the truth.
Now, Susan, if someone wants to support Mr. Fanning and his efforts, where can they find that petition? I'm going to have it. I'm going to post it on my pages. But if they want
to
find it on their own or get to my pages, how could they find it?
Well, they can come on to my Facebook page. I have it live. It's Change. Wait, let me look at it right here. I just sent it to you a few minutes ago, so by the end of this, or on my page, but it is on, here, let me scroll down. Give me a second. Change.org?
Yes.
Change.org.
You know, it somehow it was making me where I could respond to the petition as Susan Price. I don't know how that happened. So I won't let me sign it. It's kind of odd.
I'll show you an easy way. I'll show you the easiest way. The next time you're filling up your gas tank, go in the gas station, get yourself a postcard, and address it to Ryan Zinke, Secretary of Interior, C Street, Washington, D.C., and write two sentences. Dear Mr. Zinke, Mr. Fanning is the best guy for the job. Please appoint him the director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It's that easy. A postcard if you can't afford 46 cents for the letter.
There you go.
I'll have that information to you, Mark, before the end of the show.
Yeah, I have it in the chat, but there's a place where folks can go right now and they could get it while we're talking about it. They can go right now and get it. We do have it here. I'm looking for it. Somewhere in here. I've got so many messages going at the same time. It's crazy. Sometimes I just can't keep up.
Well, this particular one also has Ryan Zinke's address where Bob just mentioned. So I'll post that on my Facebook page too.
Sheer numbers is what matters and not the content of the letter. If Zinke gets, a million letters, he has no choice. Right now, he's in total control. And Ryan Zinke is definitely a Trump man. Trump loves Zinke because he's in SEAL Team 6. And because Zinke's smart. But right now, we've got an acting director by the name of Sheehan who used his opportunity to get in there as a temporary employee, and he's crafting a memorandum talking about critical habitat and incidental take. In other words, if you drive a tractor or a truck over the sage flats in desolate eastern Montana, you might kill a sage grouse. Well, that's a total crock. The incidental take isn't the problem. The crows and the magpies and the ravens are the problem. That's the number one predator on sage grouse. So let's take the controls off of shooting magpies and ravens. You know, let the kids go out and shoot ravens. That you'll save a lot of Yeah. Well, now it's against the law.
I don't know if you can tell, but I grew up in New York, and we used to go up into the Adirondack Mountains as a kid. And we used to, porcupines would come by, and we would get a porcupine once in a while, and you would, certain things you would shoot at, the crows and the things that would eat the crops, they would pester, and you would shoot them. It was just what you did.
Number one predator on sage grouse is crows, ravens, and magpies. The protection's off of them.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And then you'll be able to control some of these pests. So, folks, if you are down with supporting Robert Fanning, you can write two lines to Mr. Ryan K. Zinke, United States Secretary of the Interior. And his address is the Department of the Interior, 1849 C Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20240. I would like to highly recommend Mr. Robert T. Fanning, Jr. of Prey, Montana, for the director's position at the United States Fish and Wildlife Services. That simple. Little
That's
stamp.
Simple.
Send it in. And you get
That's
this guy
simple.
In that position, you will see great changes, and it will be part of the draining of the swamp that is so desperately needed in this day and age. Because we are drowning in swamp rats right now. It's crazy. But I think the stopper in the bottom of the drain is going to be pulled out here really soon, and you're going to hear a very large sucking sound coming out of D.C. And I'm excited. It's great times in America. We're having great times in America.
What you've done is disarm a major arm of the deep state, which is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, who uses the Endangered Species Act and the animals that it allegedly protects as a bioweapon, as regulatory lawfare against the people of the United States. So neuter these communists. It's as simple as two lines.
That's
all you have to do is write two lines, and you've neutered the communists at the Department of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Justin,
right,
I'd like to intervene exactly Bob has said. Exactly as Robert has said, these are communists, and they don't care. We've seen how they've infiltrated our health and our health and wellness and medical and every single other arena, the financials, everything, they don't care. They have an agenda that's been, you know, decades long. And if they don't fulfill it, their spawn does. And so it's up to us because, you know, we have to leave this place better for our children and our grandchildren. And,
right. My son's 7 years old. He deserves to grow up free and clean and in a nice place where he can enjoy life and be free.
Exactly.
And the only way we can protect the only way we can protect your son from these radical Marxist revolutionaries who seem to be so appalling. They do some crazy things, some appalling things.
They're not even hiding
anymore. They're radical. They like to be radical. They like to be strange and weird. They like to do things that nobody can figure out. They're radical.
We've seen a large number of them. Many of us seen it in school growing up because we were too young. But many of those folks that are radicals were at Woodstock, folks, and they went to Grateful Dead concerts. Beware. They stood on street corners in Haight-Ashbury, trashing Vietnam veterans. Stuff like that. These are
anti-Americans.
Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, and Harry Reid were probably hippies in 1969 causing trouble. You know what I'm saying? All right. So, folks, we're going to have the petition. We're going to have everything up on my pages. We'll have links, the address to the Department of Interior, so you can write two lines and support Mr. Robert Fanning, Jr. for the position of Director of the United States Fish and Wildlife Services. Very important to get the right. You wouldn't think of this. This is something that they've been using, as Robert said, lawfare, kind of like warfare, but using our laws against us and snatching up land that don't belong to them. The government ain't supposed to, is clearly defined in the Constitution, in Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17. Exactly how much land the federal government's supposed to even own in the first place. And so they are already violating that, and they're using these laws to take up more of that land that they're not even supposed to own. So we need, if they're going to have all that land, we need to have somebody there to watch over it that is responsible and is using his head. That is Mr. Robert Fanning Jr. So folks, get over there, sign a petition, back this guy, let's get him in there and help drain the swamp and help our president make America great again. Thank you.
I don't expect that everybody is going to be able to write a petition or a letter, but if you want to call Zinke's office, his secretary's name is Caroline. So it has to be put through the switchboard and tell Caroline what you want. She has a pad in front of her. She's, I'm sure, going to be very annoyed, but what the hell? This is what Ronald Reagan said. This is our last chance to protect freedom and liberty on this planet. America is the last chance. There are 7 billion people counting on you to write a postcard.
And it is our duty to hand the torch of liberty to the next generation. Thank you, Robert, for coming on. Susan and Dean, you guys can stick around if you want. I'm going to wrap up the show, go over the schedule, and I'm going to bring in a nice young lady. She came on the show. She's working with America First. Dean, I was telling you about her a second ago. I'm just going to talk about America First. Maybe there's I believe they're in all 50 states. So you can link up with America First California and get the guests, get the candidates that you want. But I want to give out this one last link that Dean posted, folks, www.doi.gov/contact-us. And you can endorse Mr. Robert Fanning Jr. there. I want to thank you guys again for coming on. And real fast, I'm going to bring in Alexandra Levine, and she's going to tell us about America First. Dean, check this out. Maybe they can help you to get in touch with the chapter in California. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Alexandra Levine, America First. What's happening?
Hi, Mark. It's great to be on again.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for coming on and giving us your time and telling us what's shaking with America First. I see there's a great event coming up down in Bradenton.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we have this great event coming up. It's this Thursday morning from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. in Sarasota County. It's at a restaurant called Carrabba's of Honoree and University, and we're going to have some really great speakers, Sarasota and Manatee County commissioners, as well as our special guest speaker, Dr. Jenny Wilkins, who's a Sarasota clinical consultant. She's going to talk a lot about healthcare, which is really important, especially nowadays. And it's going to be wonderful. So it's Thursday, May 24th from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at Carrabba's off Honoree and University in Sarasota, Florida. So if you live in Sarasota, Bradenton, or Tampa, or Brandon, it's very close just to get on down there. If you come at 12:30, that's fine. We're also going to be selling our Trump gear. We have Make America Great Again hats. We have America First Coalition shirts in all different colors and sizes, and it's going to be great, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to be doing a lot more luncheons and dinners for our coalition in the next couple months, especially during primary season and election season, and we're growing. We're doing really great. We are a nationwide coalition. We're in all 50 states. We are a grassroots operation, pro-Trump agenda. We are supporting candidates who support President Trump's agenda. We're working with a lot of candidates right now in the Republican primary. And, of course, whoever becomes the nominee, if they support our values and traditions, then we will support them full throttle. And there are all the primary candidates are allowed to use our Facebook and Twitter pages to promote themselves, but they have to keep it clean. They can't go after each other. They can go after the Democrat all day and all night, but they have to keep it clean amongst each other. But it's been great, and we have a lot of candidates right now. Bruce Nathan's been using our Facebook page, Andy Chirino, Carla Spaulding, all these great people running for district seats and governor. They've been utilizing our Facebook and Twitter pages, and it's helped them out a lot. And our coalition is growing day by day. We're doing really well, and I'm very proud of it. I'm proud to be a part of it.
And how does somebody find their state group?
So they can go on. There's two ways they can do that. So they can go on our website, www.AmericaFirstCoalition.org, or they can hook up with our Facebook pages. We have America First Coalition and then whatever state you want or whatever state you're in. So, for example, I'm the state leader for Florida and Maryland. So I have America First Coalition Florida, America First Coalition Maryland. If you're in California, it's the same thing on Facebook, America First Coalition California. And you can also get in touch with one of our national leaders who was on your program last time, David Frent, on Facebook, FRUENDT, Athens, Tennessee. And he'll also add you to the Facebook group for the state that that you live in.
Excellent. I want to thank you so much for coming on and giving us the information for America First. Ladies and gentlemen, America First is pushing candidates that back our president and the agenda that is going to make America great again. These are very important things that are happening in our country as many folks are slowly waking up to the deep state swamp that we've been swimming in since, I would have to say, George H.W., if you're going to ask me. So with that, I want to make sure that everybody gets on board the Trump train. There you go.
I love it.
I love that soundtrack. That's great. We're on the Trump train, ladies and gentlemen. We are on the path to make America great again. And it requires each and every one of us to make a stand. Stand for something or you'll fall for anything. So stand up for Mr. Robert Fanning Jr., for Director of the United States Fish and Wildlife Services. Get out there and do that, and make sure you get over to America First Coalition. Find your state. Get involved somewhere. Do something. There's something for everybody. And a lot of these things that are out there don't cost nothing. You know, if you have an email account, boy, you can send a lot of emails to these rogue, tyrannical politicians that are running rampant through D.C. You can call them at 202-224-3121 and say, hey, you know, there's plenty of ways to get involved that don't cost nothing. If you don't have money, you can't travel, you can't do all this other stuff that people do, there's something for you. Get involved somewhere. Do a radio show. BlogTalkRadio.com. Create a show. Talk about it. Spread awareness. Wake the masses. Do something. You know, even if 500 people tuned in tonight, that's 500 more people that know something. God bless them. You know what I'm saying? I want to say a quick prayer here for my friend Rusty. He is down there in Brownsville, Texas. He's watching the border. It's going crazy. He is of ill health, and I would like to pray for him real fast. If you don't mind, I like to pray from time to time on my show. And this prayer is for Rusty. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, please place your hand of healing upon Rusty as he's going through these difficult times. May you bless him and his ranch and all that know him and love him. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. And with that, I'm going to do this. Usually I play the Star Spangled Banner, but we have a new version. So with that prayer, I'm going to play my friend Tamisha Pruitt, Early Morning, one of my favorite tunes, and we're going to wrap up with the schedule that's upcoming, and we're ready to go. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tamisha Pruitt. Catch her Saturday nights, 9:30 Central, praising the Lord.
Hey, everybody. Tamisha Pruitt here with my boys again.
TJ.
And we just want to encourage you to wake up with your mind set on Jesus and to seek the Lord early through prayer and through his word. So we pray you be encouraged. Eric?
Yes.
All right.
Don't you know that I woke up this morning with my mind?
gentlemen, that's Tamisha Pruitt Ray. Her album is beautiful. Savior, hallelujah. Tamisha Pruitt Ray. Search her out on Facebook. She goes live on Saturday nights, 9:30 p.m. Central. You don't want to miss her. She's singing and praising. She's a lot of fun. God bless Tamisha Pruitt. She's doing good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed that. And stay tuned because we're going to have the new version of the Star Spangled Banner coming out here. We'll be playing that each night once we have Dave Bray come on the show here on the 31st of May. That's coming up right away. It's right around the corner, ladies and gentlemen. Good stuff happening here on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I did just book the 24th. We have a great gentleman who's going to come on the 24th. Ladies and gentlemen, he is a man who emigrated here to this country, got online, paid his dues, did everything he was supposed to do, and became a naturalized American citizen legally and lawfully. His name is Elguera de Carvajalo Soares, and he will be joining us to tell us what the process is like for folks like him who came here legally and went through the whole thing to become a citizen of this country and swear an oath to the Constitution and become a good, law-abiding American citizen. These are the folks that we want coming here, folks who will go through the process. Folks like him going through this process as others are getting just let in, slamming the door in his face. It's crazy. He's going to come on and tell us what it's like. That'll be Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. And, of course, on the 31st, we have Dave Bray, and we'll be starting to book June. I just booked June 7th. It's the Smart Meter Coalition. They are fighting the smart meters. They're going to be coming on. There's a gentleman. He's really fighting this. He's been testifying in Congress and places at how bad these smart meters are. People are getting sick. They're coming on the 7th. So we're starting to book June now. So get ready to jam out with Patriot Nation Radio Network. Susan and Dean, thank you again for coming on. I see you're still there holding on with us.
Thank
you, guys
you
rock.
Mark.
Thank you.
It was
thank
a pleasure. And folks, remember, thank a veteran every day. Don't wait for Veterans Day. God bless America. God bless you. And God bless all you folks out there in Radio Land and on the live feed tuning in. Without you, there's no show. Good night. God bless you. And God bless America.